Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. The No Response Festival returns to the Woodward Theater for two nights of avant-garde experimental music. This is the third year for the festival, and co-founders John Rich and John Lorenz stopped by to tell me more about the festival and other art performance events that will happen that week. My guests today are John Rich and John Lorenz from the No Response Music Festival. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So this is the third year for the No Response Festival. How have things been going?
Great. We've got the lineup all set and ready to go.
Last year it was at the Woodward for 2 days. Is that still the format this year?
Yes, it is. Last year It was Friday and Saturday, but this year it got moved back to Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, just two nights, four performances each night, just kind of streamlining a festival into headliners only. It's just quality over quantity. Kind of, and then we have there's a screening at the Mini Micro Cinema on Friday night.
Of what?
Well, there's going to be a Johnny Vortex, which was a performance video type thing, audio that John Bender, Kate Gallion, and Jason Tannen did. And then also going to screen some short video pieces that the filmmaker Judd Yalcott did with this Dayton experimental industrial band called Dementia Precox. So they're all super rare, and some of these were thought to be lost. So we're really excited about that. And then on Saturday afternoon, we're doing a in-store at Torn Light in Bellevue, Kentucky. And that's going to be a duet between Joseph Hammer and John Weiss. So kind of a special collaborative performance.
Give me a little bit of insight into what the No Response Music Festival is all about.
The No Response Festival is all about just presenting quality experimental music that is, you know, maybe challenging to some, and hoping that people are coming to kind of experience it and maybe not, you know, we can't count on everybody being completely familiar with everything we're presenting, but we're hoping that people come and experience.
Well, we try to make it a trustworthy lineup where even if you haven't heard of one or two things, it's all good. Like we curate it where we can stand behind the lineup 100%.
So to put it very simply, it's really non-traditional music and art performances.
Completely, yes.
Yeah, that's the goal.
How many acts do you have involved that are from this area?
Zero.
Really?
Yes. Well, that's kind of something we focus on is because there's a lot of people that exist that don't tour or they wouldn't come here otherwise. So we try to get people who wouldn't be coming to Cincinnati. And I mean, the logic behind getting not really having any locals specifically is that it's going to be a very rare event. Some of the people we've gotten have been, you know, doing weird stuff for over like 50 years. And if nobody's brought them here yet, then we got to do it.
Having done this now for 3 years, does that make it easier to get some of the acts that you've really been wanting to get for a while?
To some extent, I guess more surprising to us is the amount of people that email us trying to play the fest.
Kind of when we started this, we kind of made a wish list and just kind of cracking through it. And then, you know, finding out that bands, they've either broken up or, you know, so we have most years already laid out in our heads. Sometimes stuff doesn't work out, but
yeah, some of the people that we like hit up this year are like, oh, I've followed your fest. I'm you know, familiar with it. So that's definitely helped.
Yeah,
get people interested in performing. And
so whatnot. You do have a reputation that is national and probably international by this point.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I mean, you know, what we're presenting is special for not just Cincinnati, but the world.
How does the Woodward work as a performance space for these types of acts?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's great seeing kind of freaky music in a big place.
Yeah, that's kind of what we wanted initially, is a place that had a really amazing sound system. And yeah, you don't usually get to see experimental music in a large, very nice setting. So the Woodward's perfect for it.
Well, let's talk about some of the acts that you actually have coming this year.
Probably the one that people will be most excited about is Bodyhead, which is Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, her duo with Bill Nace. They're on Matador Records and have several records out and are really great, so we're excited to bring them here.
Well, and obviously some of these acts, frankly, I haven't and probably a lot of people haven't heard of or don't know as much about, so give me some insight into who else is coming.
On Friday night, Keiji Haino is playing, who's a from Japan, and he's been doing music for I think over 50 years now, but it's indescribable. I mean, he does stuff with guitar and vocals where you hear it and it just floors you.
Yeah, Keiji Haino is definitely a mystical person, and I've seen him a couple times, and so has John Rich, and it's always amazing. And he's never played in Cincinnati, or maybe played in Ohio once that I know of, so we're really excited to bring him here.
Who else are you really looking forward to seeing?
Ikawe Mori. She was in DNA. She was the drummer from DNA and has been involved in the New York kind of experimental improv scene, performing with John Zorn. And
yeah, I mean, she was in DNA as the percussionist doing no wave stuff. And then since then, she does stuff with Laptop and kind of drum machines and just a whole nother level.
Do you have any acts that are returning for the No Response Festival, or all of these first-timers?
Bill Nace from Bodyhead played last year in a group with Twig Harper and John Olson.
And Sequita Yu has played here before, not the fest. She's doing a special solo vocal set. So if people have seen her play here, it's going to be totally unique.
Joe and Joe, which is Joseph Hammer and Joe Potts, they're kind of legends of the L.A. music scene. They were involved in the Los Angeles Free Music Society since the early 70s, pretty much, and have done a lot of amazing work over the years and have a great duo that they're doing, and so we're going to bring them out.
And then Olivia Block, who's a sound artist from Chicago. Yeah, so that's going to be really exciting. She does, like, site-specific stuff, and, yeah, she's a composer and...
Yeah,
there's a name here that's catching my eye. To Live and Shave in L.A. What is...
John Rich, you can explain that one.
What is that all
about? To Live and Shave in L.A. is... I'd say it's basically genre destruction. It's literally indescribable. I mean, I wish there was an easy way to describe all the stuff that we have without saying indescribable. It's basically centered around this guy, Tom Smith, and... it's been his long-running brainchild, play with various members cycling through since the early 90s.
Yeah, most notably Andrew WK and Thurston Moore.
Yeah, but I mean, like Don Fleming, Mark Morgan, and so... but yeah, and then Rat Bastard is another guy who usually plays with him. But it's like an onslaught of sounds. A lot of it, the recordings have kind of a music concrete type thing, lots of stuff cut up. With Tom doing a very kind of unique vocalization over chaos. And
well, that brings up an interesting point. Do you try to purposely balance acts that are more, let's say, aggressive, as opposed to those that are much more trance-like?
We try to mix it up quite a bit. We try to lean towards stuff that, like, maybe the CAC wouldn't present, or other people that present somewhat experimental music in a more institutional setting. We definitely try to present stuff that, like, those types of people wouldn't present.
We kind of try to cover all the bases, you know, like have something that's more aggressive or noisy, and then some stuff that's more chilled out. So there's something for everybody, I would think.
Now, will you have resources, say, on your website if someone wants to find out more about some of these artists or listen to some of their work?
On the website, there's a bio, there's YouTube videos, there's, you know, links to website or Bandcamp. We try to put as much as possible because we're not assuming that everybody knows everything. Yeah.
So people that are in the Cincinnati area looking to find some really new, interesting, experimental, avant-garde kind of music and performance, how do they get tickets? How do they find out more about No Response?
you can go to www.noresponsefestival.com, and there's links to tickets on there, or you can go to the Woodward website, and they'll have tickets available there.
Well, this year's No Response Music Festival is June 21st and 22nd at the Woodward Theater. There's also special art performance screenings at the Micro Mini Cinema on the 22nd and an in-store performance on the 23rd at Torn Light Records in Bellevue, Kentucky. For more information, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. John and John, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded by Lee Hay and produced by me, Jim Nolan. We live on the internet at wvxu.org/lx. The music in this episode was Mothers Over Silver Point and Pictures at an Exhibition by To Live and Shave in L.A. It's available from the Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org. You can find more great local music stories when you subscribe to Local Exposure at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to leave a comment or a review on iTunes, that can help others find us too. Thanks.
It's the picture.
Until next time.